Committee of the Whole, June 16, 2014.
I'd like to call the order Committee of the Whole meeting for June 16, 2014 for the Village of Round Lake. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Clemens.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Present.
Trustee Trivan.
Present.
Trustee Wodzinski.
Present.
Thank you. May I get a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting for June 2nd, 2014.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Wodzinski, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion, I should say. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? Thank you for coming. Committee of the Whole. Nothing under Community Development, Human Resource, and Finance.
Worker compensation payroll audit calendar year 2013.
Briefly, on an annual basis, we get audited by our risk management company for compensation purposes. The reason they do that is you estimate payroll on a calendar year basis, and they want to make sure that you are employing that payroll and taking it close. This year we overestimated our payroll by $137,000. However, due to shifting of employees again, the premium actually, the official premium we had to pay was about 7% more than what we actually paid. In the future, because now we have all the splits correctly, we shouldn't have any issues at all with estimated payments. Because either it's going to be some payment or credit, but it would be much lower in the future as far as the audit.
So essentially, this is
supposed to be
your housekeeping items we have to
put out. And it is budgeted this year. $10,000. Any questions?
Thank you, Steve. We'll move this forward. Public Works.
Thank you, Mayor. Members of the board, you see on the agenda there are several items, and I will try to be brief. And no documentation would be full work. lot of details in that, but it's academic, and doesn't have the capability to do investigation. Our existing push camera, it died again today, fixable on Kevin, but it's the viability of the flexibility, ease of operation, and the importance of being able to do investigations, they suggest we should have this capability. We should answer any questions on this ground.
Let's go to what?
$15,000 budget is for a super push camera, a low bid, which also is the more capable piece of equipment, as I indicated on that attachment. The difference would come out in the water super capital, which would be from there. We have sufficient flexibility and still deliver those projects, maybe not the total scope.
And Ron, I think you had a particular project that would come up.
That is correct. And that, at least at this moment, would be our water main leak detection initiative, where I had suggested $5,000 to have a specialty company come in and do the detection technique for the next week. And then I won't know until we move
people. I think at any rate, we could, I mean, if we do decide to do that, we could set it up as a not-to-exceed type contract with that company and say, okay, we had 25, we only have 20 now, so only 220. So I'm going to do okay.
Seems to be mark earmarked that particular account for the water and sewer charities that already has encumbrance that should be removed so that when we do a follow up, we can use those. So I guess this we know that we're not double spending that money in here.
We're ignored by $5,000.
Any other discussion? We'll move this forward to consent agenda.
The next item is renewal of contract that we had for some years to service our backup power generators. We now have 10, nine of which are permanently installed. And they're clearly a critical piece of equipment. We need high reliability. We do a routine inspection, but the more limited inspections and servicing, I feel we're well served by specialty contractors to do. As indicated, the patent capitalist has been the last contractor that contract expired and we chose to get it now. Steiner Power System had provided that service and my staff advised that they had done it very well since there was no closure. I was the recommendation that we want to continue with the generator service contract. We provided Steiner with the option of a 1-year renewal should it be in the first year they show a lot of service.
Any discussion?
Yeah, one question. Can I just clarify if I come here? Am I looking at it or what's
up? So, Ron, on the on the account summary, the action item summary, we've got $72.50 for this request.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. We're just requesting.
For that specific item, it's over $5,000 for that specific account. There may be a little bit of
Okay, so yeah, so the account is saying 14. 14 total.
14,500 total for that specific item contained in that account number of these different items were over by us.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, what he's saying is it should have been.
I just like a little more clarity, I think, on the account without them. Because we're showing them to one account that it's taking $72.50 from, and then this request $72.50 making the total of that.
This is the budget. Well, this is the total budget.
Right.
Okay, so this this is the over. This is what the actual cost is. The
$8,395.
Right. So what it's saying is this is an over budget. This is $1,000 technically.
Oh, up to this request, but the account.
Yeah, the account is 14.
Right.
So we are going to.
We'll
depending on what that line item is for, it's 6,000.
Correct. We just lost that account currently.
Yeah.
Just making him get a better work and helping
him.
He did a very, very good job.
Any other questions? We're fine. To the consent agenda.
The third item is short in place. And for the minor checklist we have used in the past, most recently Washington's Creek, San Francisco. And shortly after I got here, I had set up the services of Lake County Public Works to utilize one of our main intersection sewers, that being the one that goes from Cedar Lake, Washington. Known to have sort of lewd intrusion, definitely demonstrated in the Kelvin and the county, used their root cutter, and re-Kelvin's certainly made a substantial difference. Roots love and pursue lots of beautiful things. And even chemically treating would be an ongoing challenge. So the worst sections of that issue in San Francisco were proposing that by saying that it is in the environment. And this difference made a detail at the time when they are taking the standard that exists in this technology to get to a big package.
Any discussion?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. You know, there's more than this part, so that's
what I'm saying. Here, I am, as indicated, that changes the truth statement. It has my expectation that we stay with that. Can we see it separately?
That's not something you can do.
Can you tell me approximately how many hours it would take of work to put that package together?
Mm-hmm.
I want to make a recommendation that we do not go at that. This is another ongoing topic about do we want to reach out to other services. Another topic that I don't think needs to be discussed tonight, but sort of verifies the board's desire to keep looking to make sure these chargers are in line. But at this point, to take in a week's work out of public works, I'm not going to recommend that. I would like to go ahead and have the board support this one, move it forward, and what we need to do is take a look at engineering services and what needs it, what they're encompassing. We've been talking about it, a lot of staff. It's a complicated process.
I also trying to use the Ron skills that we're being fighting for with some of those type of skills. So cut the cost of that equipment. So that's why I was saying, not as it's in our house, but a little bit of recommendation.
Yeah, I think, Don, if we didn't have the administrative kind of backlog, so to speak, or challenges, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, we did hire Ron with the intent of utilizing his engineering skills, but I just don't think we're in a great position to do that. Right? I mean, that's kind of what you're saying there. You're closer
yes.
to it than I am.
Duly noted. Everybody fine with this, then?
Mm-hmm.
Move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And then the last item that we're moving forward tonight is on this avenue, it was being at rehabilitation. If the board recalls, we do have a federally supportive bridge replacement project. Room for detailed design at the time to be completed this year in 2015, whether the project work will begin in 2015 depends on the right of way matters. During the time period when that bridge is missing in action,
where I pay, like the proceeding there, we did get all the manufacturer equipment there at that time, and for it to replace the project, I think there's some benefit from their knowledge here, Morris, Gillis. Give three to detail the design, see where we're at, and more accurate sense, monitor, and Steve and I continue to work. That was way heavily in what we did for next this year, seeing if that will improve. A bunch of pieces of this necessarily get into detail at the time, and have a rebuild, rebuild, we put a bridge, force it to take a look at that, and be a cornerstone.
Mr. Stephen Paul, from National Council, you have the rule book?
Hi.
Commissioner Adlow?
I visited with the Alexander Project Manager, and face-to-face, and young lad, Jim. He knows you, God.
I'm going to go
and so he's bridging a gap to obey the owner of the project, and stay actively engaged. And at some point in this design process, we will have a public meeting and close roads for Marvin Street House and all of us that may be affected.
So we submitted this to IDOT. You were committed to the design engineer as well, right? What is already submitted for this?
For McGillis Bridge.
For McGillis Bridge.
McGillis Bridge.
You already had the other roadway added on to it. Right? That was our original request. We were going to add the two pieces of roadway that's now asking for separate.
When we did the writer, it actually creates this about 14 years ago, seeking highway, federal highway bridge program funds to cover 80% of the cost of the bridge replacement. That write-up did include at least three states how traffic would be managed when the road was closed. And it stipulated, or our write-up, our spill, stipulated that we would use part of that and have that delete for traffic. We passed order to the house 6 months ago. I did seek an audience to buy out open roads program manager, and I did meet with him and his staff face to face out of Chong. Seeking, since Harvest Avenue is designated detour route, the highway bridge program funding cover 80% That was a short conversation. The answer was resoundingly no. Bridge program money will not pay deeper routes. So we're left on our own to rehabilitate our I'm making some beneficial linkage of that manufacturer with the cubic design of the payment rehabilitation work, which will be a separate project. As what Mayor Hewitt said, we need to have discussion to decide what services we want to actually provide in the future.
One of the things that they both have done being paid once already, and that's what we're going to involve them with that. So, these are some of their actions, so that would be nice.
Any further discussion?
So the only, I just had a brief question, and brought to my attention that the line item, you know, so we agreed in principle to do this at the liaison meeting, but the line item I think is budgeted for 17, budgeted for, what was it? $17,000, and then the actual expenditure is going to come to $27,000.
Correct.
Is that going to be an issue?
I missed
this, so
I can't tell you.
We have a $29
amount in various capital improvement programs on and it's incumbent on me to live within that dollar amount. And you heard this from me before, and I tend to look at the overall fund because I'm less confident in estimating budget is being developed. Right, and I hold myself accountable, you should hold me accountable for the business.
So do you
not tell me today which line item in 2035 would have less money should we proceed now regular board.
You can
I will.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, I totally get that if we do estimates and then actuals come in and they're sometimes different, we get that. I think that the important thing is if there is an overage, we need to know, okay, great, overall standpoint, you can afford it, beautiful, but what other service are we not going to get because we're diverting those funds from whatever it was, because we don't have slush funds, we don't have money just sitting out there, so that extra $10,000 is coming from somewhere, and we as a village board need to make a decision, is that okay, are we fine with that, or no, we really wanted to do that other thing, so we need to, you know, save that money. So it's just a matter of presenting the opportunity cost as well as the actual cost.
I have a question.
So there's been not a grant
gone
over the renewable
energy? So this is going to come out of our
No. Okay. No grant. The grant covers the bridge itself.
Okay.
Itself.
So should we bring that back to the committee of the whole instead of deciding to do this?
Pull this one out. Okay.
Is there any time sensitivity with this one?
Given the high probability that even if we went full steam ahead, this is a big enough project that probably would not be breathed, and you can take the realization that this talent of the year this construction season. My answer is no. Taking more weeks to create some constraints as where we want to go with this project for time is possible.
So work order shows the lines like versus the lowest to receive. So I believe 3 for 4, 10 for 4, 5, 7 by the whole board possible approval to exactly that. So allows us to do this thing.
Very good. Let's pull this one off.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Vicki, anything to add? Special event?
July 4th, I think I made it aware, you all aware of it at the last meeting. Dawn nor I will be here today at the 4th of July party. So I don't know. And obviously Greg will be gone. So I'm not sure about what the board would like to do with that.
Heads
up. I'm sorry, what? And then I'll ask. I believe there's
dips
and candy left. Am I correct?
I don't know. Yeah. Public Works. Huh? I went to Public Works, I don't know if there's any left.
There can be left.
There's probably no flavored 50 rolls, that's for sure.
Do
left over.
It came from the train.
We have a 3-hour falling car, and it's still
a giant bucket.
Plastic container.
My bucket.
Sand the flavor Tootsie Rolls, I'm assuming.
We'll have enough volunteers to handle for it.
Wait, some here. There's a bucket.
I mean, I didn't know there was candy left for a weekend.
So there's one big bucket still filled with candy. Not just the bucket.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Is the ring on my horse? They go over my head often.
I'm sorry.
What day is the parade on?
On the 4th.
Is it on the 4th?
Right. This is going to be about the parade.
Correct.
On the house room, those with the baseball rolls.
What time is it starting?
I can reach out the email again.
Do we have anybody that knows that we that they can make it? Okay, I can make it.
Ooh. Well, I think it's cool. They can
talk. Well, you know, that's what do we want to put together a float and go through that if we're having difficulty with manning it. We'll discuss it. We'll discuss it. Thank you. Building and zoning. Nothing there, please. Have anything, Chief? Under administration, mosquito spray abatement program. Sue asked Sue to do some research for us on, we've had some complaints coming in about residents calling in about concerns with mosquitoes in their yards. And it's been enough that we decided to move forward with getting information. I asked Trustee Trippon last week. She was kind of aware of the history of where we've been in the past, what's happened, and gathering some information to look forward to what we want to do in the future. Sue, if you could do a report, I'd appreciate it.
In the past, we've used Clark Environmental. The board was given the information that and we had a question about whether the programming that we were doing was actually hitting all of the mosquitoes. Certainly, you know, the spraying, which I think everybody associates with it, we are taking care of it. So those are just your results. And we were hitting that pretty well. But we were under the impression that we wanted to get into the mosquitoes at the source. And it was also our impression that we worked on a program for the source. Well, as it turns out, we were supposed to be on a program for the source, and we certainly were paying for it, so if we weren't getting it and we were still raising our numbers in the traps, then perhaps we should have been having a discussion with Clark that we weren't hitting our marks. But that wasn't what happened. And instead, the village officials at the time felt, well, if we're not going to reach this whole thing and we're not going to do enough effect, why are we spending this much money on the program? So it was cool. I went back to some of the surrounding areas, and everyone is using Clark Environmental. And as it turns out, it's the Lake County Municipal League approved source for mosquito abatement. So I called Clark, and it turns out that our rep is Mr. George Ballas, who is also the rep for all the other associated villages around us. And he's going to be sending us a video, and he's going to send us one of our previous contracts with what it actually entailed and what we were contracting with them. The video will show us all the new products and all the new services that they can add for us to make it user-friendly for our needs. And he will then give us the cost for that, and he can prepare the contract if we so desire. Again, I'm also asking that I put in a call to Lake County Municipal League. I've not received anything back, so maybe we have another contract in particular that I can reach. So look to see if we are using an effort where they've done the cost sharing for like the tree service and other things. See if Lake County Municipal League is going to be working on a cost gathering effort for all of the villages with mosquito abatement. Certainly, as many of us as are using it, a large contract might actually be more beneficial for all of us in general. So I'll be looking at that too. So we are going to be getting some information. It will be about laundry control, the adult control, which is a spray, and that to be tracked from the trash account. So we'll know if we're actually making against new mosquitoes, which helps keep the adults down, or not. I would suggest, however, that at the very least, we talk as a board about getting at least the spraying for this year done. Again, it just hits the adults, but we're getting so many complaints, and I know we're all concerned about that as a health issue. So we might want to talk about that as a board. And again, if we're going to do that, then we are going to be looking at the overall budget again, because we're going to have to find money. This wasn't in our budget for this year, but I think we may need to effectually find some money for it if it's going to be a health and safety issue.
Step one is get those prepared from Clark, show them what services we had. Maybe you can make recommendations for this year to get us through the season, and certainly plan for it next year.
The timer, he's really pushing it through, so we will get immediate answers.
Very good. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you for letting me do that.
Suggested new topics? Anything? I'd like to get a motion to move to executive session to discuss the appointments, employment, compensations of specific village employees pursuant to Section 2C1 of the Illinois Open Meetings Act, and to discuss collective negotiation matters between the village and certain employees pursuant to Section 2C2 of the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippah, seconded by Trustee Clements. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We will recess at 9:43.
8:43.
8:43, pardon me.
Okay.